Welcome back to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. The controversy over the fate of Convent Bukit Nanas has opened again the conversation about how we value or the value we place on our built heritage. Now, this is a conversation that we return to every time a building or a place is threatened with destruction. But what can we learn from this history? Let's find out. Hamdan Abdul Majid is the Managing Director of Think City, which has been doing a lot of work in the areas of resilience of cities and urban conservation. Hamdan, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Now, I want to ask you about the Convent Bukit Nanas story or the situation at the moment. Are the problems faced by CBN unique to schools of that era, built within that era, mission schools within that time period?
Thank you, Melissa and Sharad, having us on the show. Now, on what you have raised, I don't think it's a typical issue in a sense that cities go through this process of evolution and transformation. There is great pressure on what do you do with the legacy built infrastructure that has been left behind, right? And great cities are able to harness them in terms of shaping the future of how their own cities take advantage of their
We are still at the space where we are not fully valuing our built heritage as much as it could be. In fact, I think there's greater amount of room for us to recognize how built heritage contributes in a positive way to create distinctiveness and also strengthens the identity of Kuala Lumpur.
Or in any other city in Malaysia, for that matter.
Hamdan, I want to ask specifically about schools, since, I think most recently in 2018, Maxwell School was designated National Heritage. We see this process happening, but could there be a decoupling between the built heritage and its use? So, for instance, could it be that you keep those buildings, but you move the schools outside the city and turn those schools and those buildings into something else, as happens in countries like Singapore, where, a particular precinct might be designated a civic area, museums and restaurants and performance spaces take the place of the school in the activities that happen within those buildings?
I think that's unfortunate consequence when city governments give up the opportunity to make their downtown areas more vibrant. And I think in that context, schools and this what you call civic infrastructure that exists in cities are important components of what makes a place more livable. And in fact, it's probably one of the basic foundations of why people want to live in the city. Schools, markets, and other civic amenities are important ingredients in building a great place. And I think in this context, the reason why schools were originally built in these places was because population lived in these parts of the city and it served a particular purpose and use. While now populations have moved out over the last few decades, Now, the schools then becomes places that are probably does not have immediate population density around it. But then for these iconic schools in the city, like CBN and VI and St. John, they have got an important part of what I call creating the spirit of place in the context, particularly in Kuala Lumpur, because they have been part and parcel of the history of the city and they have been an important part of how they have generated hundreds and thousands of students over the years, right? In terms of shaping the landscape.
So Hamdan, does Think City believe that schools should remain in city centres? I mean, I'm just wondering, that there's been arguments made to remove schools out of city centres. And I think, thinking about the trade-off, what does Think City have to say about that?
Our view is that while the past few decades has seen people fleeing the city centres to the suburbs, that trends are now reversing. In fact, in recent periods that we have seen, people are moving back into city. In fact, more buildings are being occupied by residents. And in one reason they move back is apart from the fact that they are closer to their workplaces and probably get what you call access better quality of life with less commute and so on. the other reason why they also come to school, because there is access to good schools in the city, or there's still access to good schools in the city center. So we believe that when you call schools an important part of attracting people to live in the city, and an important part of continuing the tradition of having schools in the city, so that when you call, people will want to use the city more and more, so that you do not only have office workers coming to the city and leave the city, but that we need diversified type of users of the city.
Right.
Hamdan, do you think, looking squarely at the Convent Bukit Danas issue, is there a proper way, a better way of resolving this? Because there seems to be very little stakeholder involvement or engagement in this particular case.
I think I personally believe, because we are not privy to the conversations that have taken place behind the scenes. What we have seen is what has been discussed in the public domain. I personally believe that there could have been greater amount of discussions and deliberations, so that a optimal outcome could have been achieved. In terms of both for the school and for the landowners.
Definitely. Hamdan, coming back to the issue of built heritage, iconic schools like Convent Bukit Danas, do schools like that or built in that era, do they have unique problems or opportunities when it comes to preserving their built heritage? Schools that are still in use, that students come in on a daily basis, do they face unique problems in that respect?
See, coming from Penang Free School, which is an iconic school up in Penang,
all right,
I can personally say that being in a part of an old school with a very beautiful built heritage and so on, creates a different environment of going to school and learning and so on. Definitely, it's a big asset that is no longer, these days we do not build those kind of schools that has been there in our cities. So it's important that we preserve, we protect, in fact, and also unlock its full value by conserving it and even, finding ways to continue to retain and use them as schools.
Okay. Hamdan, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Melissa and Sharad. Thank you.
All right. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. We will be back with you same time tomorrow night. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Good night, folks.